Chapter 5 On the Viking Ship. Lucy felt very cold. She put a coat over her clothes and took a blanket for Paul. Then she returned to the empty dining room. It was 12:30 and the students were in their cabins, changing into their swimsuits. Paul was still at the ship's clinic, so Lucy went out onto the deck. At the back of the ship, Lucy saw the tall girl with the blue dress. "Aren't the icebergs incredible?" Lucy said to her. "Yes, they are," said the girl in a strange, heavy accent. "Where are you from?" asked Lucy. "I'm from Eric's farm in Greenland," said the girl. "It's the most beautiful place in the world." "Where did you learn English?" asked Lucy. "You speak very well." "I travel on ships all the time," explained the girl. "I listen to the American and English tourists." Suddenly, Lucy heard the horn again. "Do you know where that noise is coming from?" asked Lucy. "I'm sorry, I can't talk to you now," said the girl. "My father's calling me." She climbed up on the side of the ship and put her arms in front of her. "Hey, what are you doing?" asked Lucy, surprised. "Get down from there. You'll fall." "I'll see you later," said the girl, and she jumped over the side. Lucy tried to catch the back of the girl's dress, but she couldn't reach it. The wind pushed Lucy, and she started to fall over the side. Suddenly, a strong hand pulled the back of her coat. It was Paul. "Lucy, stop!" he shouted. He tried to pull Lucy onto the deck, but he couldn't, and they both fell into the cold, dark sea. "I can't swim!" Paul shouted in terror. He was kicking his legs and trying to stay above the water. "I'll hold you," Lucy said, and she put her shoulder under Paul's head. She was terrified. "Nobody will see us," she thought. "We're going to die." Their ship was moving further and further away from them. Paul started to panic, and he moved his arms and legs. "Don't move," Lucy shouted. "I can't hold you." "Help me," cried Paul. "I'm going to drown." He threw his arms around Lucy's neck and pushed her under the water. Suddenly, a cold black shadow appeared above them, and something touched Lucy's arm. It was a wooden oar. Lucy and Paul grabbed the oar, and somebody pulled them out of the water. Above the water, they saw a long wooden ship with a dragon's head and a red and white mast. "This isn't a mirage," said Lucy. "It's a Viking ship." Paul was trying to breathe. "I don't care," he said between breaths. "Quickly, let's climb onto it." They climbed over the side of the ship and fell exhausted onto the wooden deck. "Are you okay?" Lucy asked Paul. "I'm very cold," he said. "What happened, Lucy? Why did you jump from the ship?" "I didn't jump," Lucy said. "I was trying to save somebody and I fell." "What do you mean?" asked Paul. "I didn't see anybody else." "I saw one of the passengers," said Lucy. "She was jumping into the sea and I tried to stop her." "So where is she now?" asked Paul. "Did she drown?" They looked around them. They were on a very old ship with lots of broken seats. The large square mast was dirty and torn. "How is this happening?" asked Lucy. "We're on an ancient Viking ship in the 21st century." "Maybe it's from a museum," said Paul. "We're lucky we found it." "We didn't find this ship," said Lucy. "It found us."
"Huh? I think you're right," exclaimed Paul. "That's really frightening.
A ship that sails around on its own.
It's a ghost ship, said Lucy. I'm responsible for this.
A cold wind was blowing, but the ship wasn't moving.
Come on, Paul said. There are oars. We must try to reach the land.
They each took an oar and tried to row, but the ship didn't move.
We'll never move the ship without help, said Paul weakly. It probably takes 50 men to row this thing.
What can we do now? Asked Lucy.
We'll wait for the cruise ship to return for us, said Paul.
But they won't know that we're missing, said Lucy.
Mr. Jones thinks you're ill and in your cabin, and I'm not sharing a cabin with anybody. Are you?
No, I'm not, Paul replied.
You're right. They won't look for us.
They're only returning from the trip tomorrow morning, said Lucy. But we'll probably freeze to death by then.